Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Hi, it's Christy Kern, and we're back for another edition of Awesome Talk. And I have a guest today that everybody knows. He's not new to anybody here in town, but he's new to ASU Mountain Home, and we're so grateful to have a new employee, Kyle Davidson, working with us. Kyle, welcome.
All right, good morning. Thank you, Christy.
You're pretty awesome. I'm glad you're at ASU Mountain Home.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to be there.
I think we broke the internet when we announced that you had come to ASU Mountain Home. It blew up Facebook when we posted that you had come to ASU Mountain Home for a new program. Tell us what you're there doing.
Thank you for asking, Christy. I am the director of the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center, and we are here to help small businesses. Whether it's a startup business or an existing business looking for assistance, that's what we do. We're there to help.
Wow. We are so fortunate to have one of these on our campus now and here in Mountain Home. I know there are others across the state. I think that 11 colleges maybe have an agreement with the Arkansas Small Business Development Center. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. And of that 11, four have been added in 2021. There was some additional funding available through the CARES Act and through an existing need. It was a perfect time to add those campuses, and ASU Mountain Home was a perfect fit.
I love it. And I love that your office is in the shed right there where we are, because that's where all the action is. Lots of folks coming and going there. And it's super cool that you're over in the shed. So if folks need to find you, you're easy to find.
That's exactly right. I'm on the second floor of the shed in the Dr. Patricia Bailey Academic Suite. Just take a right and then take another right and you'll find me.
I love it. You're not hiding. Even though you're up there kind of in a corner by yourself, you're not hiding. Tell me this. Tell me what constitutes a small business. How do you define a small business?
That is a very good question and a multifaceted answer.
I was afraid it might be.
I'll provide to you, Christy. The U.S. Small Business Administration defines small businesses depending on the industry that it's at. However, if someone is in our six-county area, the six counties being Baxter, Marion, Fulton, Stone, Izzard, and Searcy counties, unless it's a big business that is located elsewhere with only a small presence here, it's going to likely fall in the U.S. SBA small business definition.
Super cool. Super cool. So you'll help just about anybody is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
In those counties. I love it. That's
Absolutely.
A big territory. How do they determine what your territory is going to be?
Well, prior to the four offices being added across the state, they were being covered by various offices, so it just made sense with Mountain Home being central in the six-county area that we cover. It just made sense to take that that was previously covered by the ASU Jonesboro campus.
Right, right.
We're a lot closer. We're right in the middle of these counties. And it made a lot of sense for the clients to be able to do business locally, whereas previously they did a great job long distance, but it does make a huge difference when you have a local office to help work with these customers.
Yeah, I remember the ASU Jonesboro campus, SBDCT, whatever the acronym is. That's a hard thing to call, I'm telling you.
It rolls off the tongue.
Oh, my Lord. And y'all added another initial in there and have thrown me totally. But the Small Business Development Center that was located on the A-State campus over in Jonesboro has served us for a while and has done a lot of free work over here, doing some programming and most of their events are free. Are yours free too?
They are free unless there is a seminar or a training opportunity that we pass along that has a cost related to it. Anything that we put on is free.
That's so cool. They, like you said, they've done seminars and things here locally for us in the past from the A-State campus in Jonesboro. And I am so grateful that you're here now and you can do the same, but you're local and you know folks here. What was your background before you got into this business?
I was in the banking industry 21 years and change prior to coming over to A-State.
Wow. Okay, so you graduated from A-State, is that correct?
I graduated from A-State in Jonesboro.
I love it. So you're a homeboy. I'll call you a homeboy.
I'll take that.
I love it. And you went to LSU, and I won't hold that against you because I am an Ole Miss Rebel at heart. And LSU is probably one of our biggest rivalries, but we won't hold that against you. What's at LSU that you attended?
So LSU is fortunate to have one of the few graduate schools of banking in the United States. And it just made sense. That was one of the closer ones for me to attend. It was a three-year program.
Wow.
I enjoyed the food while I was there.
Yes.
But I'm certainly a red wolf and a hog at heart. So thank you for not beating me over the head with the LSU connection. Too bad, Christy. Thank
you. We won't hold it against you at all. LSU is a great school, and it sounds like they have a fantastic banking school, and I'm sure that you did well there. I don't know this particularly, but how does banking fit in with the role that you're playing at ASU Mountain Home now?
Being a previous commercial lender, I worked with businesses of all sizes and all different industries. So I have an extensive background of being able to work with lots of great businesses in the area and even some outside of the area that has helped prep me for this role, Christy.
You know the banking industry in and out, I'm sure, and you can help folks find money to start their business?
Absolutely.
Or expand their business, probably.
I can point them in the right direction, help them with a business plan.
Oh, wow.
Or help them with financial projections, help them with loan structuring.
Gosh. Everything they need to do or need to know before they go seek a loan, you can help them with. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
For
yes,
free?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's not to love? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute to learn more about the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center at ASU Mountain Home. We're with Kyle Davidson, and we'll be right back.
Make 2021 awesome by enrolling in fall classes at Arkansas State University Mountain Home. You don't have to travel to a big city for an outstanding college experience. There's a more convenient and affordable way to earn your degree. ASUMH offers you everything you need and more than you can imagine, right here in your own backyard. It's easy to enroll in the wide range of online and on-campus degrees and technical programs. Financial aid, scholarship, and grants available. Apply today for fall classes. ASUMH.edu. Make 2021 awesome.
We are back with Kyle Davidson, who is telling us about a brand new program at ASU Mountain Home. It serves small business owners and entrepreneurs, and we could not be more fortunate than to have Kyle on board to help us with this. Kyle, we were talking about the Arkansas Small Business and Technology Development Center at ASU Mountain Home, and you serve a huge territory. I don't know how you get around to everybody, but you serve several different counties in our area. I'm not going to make you name them again, but I just want folks to know that whether you're in Baxter or Marion or Izzard, Searcy, Stone, or Fulton, you're here to serve them. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
I love it. Okay, let's talk about this. New businesses, it seems like, are cropping up and growing in Mountain Home like nobody's business. Is that true?
That is true. You drive down Highway 62 or look on Facebook, and you're going to see businesses that you didn't know existed last week.
I'm telling you. And restaurants, thank goodness. That's the fun part. You talked about all the good food in Louisiana, but I tell you what, we're giving them a run for their money here in Mountain Home these days.
There's hardly anything here that a big city could offer.
I know. So I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. So I got some stats that I want to mention. Mountain Home new business licenses in 2021, we had 17 in May, which is unbelievable. April had 9, March saw 22, February had 16, and January had 18. So new businesses are here. They're here in our area. What does a new business person need to know before they get into business?
You know, some of the basic items that they would need to know, Christy, is do I need to get a license? Do I need to get a permit? Where do I go? Do I need to be an LLC? Do I need to be a sole proprietorship? And those are all things that, although I'm not a professional in all areas, I could certainly point them in the right direction. So I'd say the first stop needs to be City Hall and the circuit clerk's office at the courthouse whichever county you live in, because they can let you know exactly what you need for the appropriate licensing and permits to get started.
Wow, that's good information. I helped somebody find your office the other day. There was a man walking in the front door of the shed, and he said, "I'm looking for Kyle Davidson." So it's super cool that you're there for folks and that you work for free for them. I love that.
Absolutely. That was a super nice guy, and he already had a great business plan in his head and was on the verge of getting it done, and that's actually what I recommend that he do, go down to the circuit clerk's office and the city hall to see what type of permit and licensing he needed for his particular type of business. And he was excited and ready to go. And I seen him a few days later, and he's rocking and rolling.
Oh, I love it. Well, you're a good advisor for folks, and I love that. I looked up what defines a small business, and it says that most U.S. businesses that have fewer than 500 employees qualify as a small business. That's a lot of dang employees.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Covers probably most of the businesses in the United States have fewer than 500 employees, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with that. Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot of folks. So if you are interested in starting a business or expanding a business and you have fewer than 500 employees, you're their guy. Is that right?
That's me.
I love it. Okay. One more question. Chad Hudson here is the regional president at FNBC Bank, and he is a member of the advisory board for the state, your organization. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
How long has he been involved in this organization?
Chad's been involved for several years, and in the banking industry, even when Chad and I were somewhat competing against each other, we were very good friends, and we remain great friends. And I love that about the banking industry and likely all industries around town. You can compete with someone, but at the end of the day, your friends, and I'm fortunate to now be involved with an organization that Chad is a part of.
I love that. It's true what you say about the businesses here in town and the banks here in town in particular all support each other and support all the different activities in town. And you might see two banks working hand in hand on a project, and you know, in a small town, what goes around comes around, and you probably help them with the next project, right? If you don't win one, you might win the next one.
That's exactly right, and I think everyone certainly appreciates the common goals of helping people at the end of the day.
I think so, too. And I love Chad Hudson. He's a good guy. He gave you a great compliment. He said that the ASB TDCs in the state are probably the state's best kept secret. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. However, he said that before the check cleared. So
I love it. Well, I think he knows. He's been involved for a long time with these centers, and he probably knows that it's the best kept secret. And I think that one of the things you probably do for people that bankers can't do and others can't do is kind of hold their hand and give them some encouragement along the way. Do you see yourself as kind of a counselor for folks?
I would love to see myself as a counselor to people. Yes, ma'am. I love helping people and love seeing people achieve their goals, and I'm there to help and encourage and cheerlead. And even the tough conversations you have to have, you want to be as encouraging as possible and find ways to help people and look for those solutions that they may not know about otherwise.
Well, you're a great guy, and folks would be lucky to have you on their team as they're looking to start a new business or expand a business. So if folks need to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can stop by the shed. Again, my office is on the second floor of the shed in the Dr. Patricia Bailey Academic Suite. Take a right, then take another right. You'll find me in the back corner. You can also give me a call at 870-508-6358 or email me at kyled@asumh.edu.
Well, Kyle, welcome to ASU Mountain Home. You are, in fact, awesome. Hashtag awesome. We love having you there, and you're a breath of fresh air, buddy. Thanks for being with us at Awesome Talk today and spending some time telling folks about what it is that you do. If you have questions about starting a new business or an expansion of a new business or you're a regular business, come see us at ASU Mountain Home. Talk to Kyle Davidson. This guy will hold your hand, get you through the process, and introduce you to the folks that can help you make your dreams come true. Thanks a bunch for joining us today on Awesome Talk, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.